Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf pei. We were still on daf ayin tes amud beis in the middle of the argument between Reb Elezer and the Chachamim. So let's start again. Let's start with Vahad Itznan. And this that we learned to the Mishnah back on Ayin Testament Bays. Kui, a child of a domesticated animal and a wild animal, then Ein Shocht and also be Yom Tov. You can't slaughter it on Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov, we have on a wild animal, we have an issue of Kisi Adam. And a domesticated animal, we don't have to cover the blood. So on Yom Tov, you won't be able to go cover the blood of this kui, because it would be mukta. You can't move mukta for what is only maybe a suffik mitzvah. Vim shachto, and if you did shecht it, in mechasen es damo, you don't cover the blood. So now,
you're not allowed to shecht it to begin with. Forget about covering the blood.
Well, generally you would be allowed to shecht it, because either if it's a domesticated animal or if it's a wild animal, it's kosher. But on Yom Tov, you're allowed to shecht for food, but here you're not allowed to shecht because you're going to end up getting stuck with the issue of Kisi Adam because of Muktzah. So now the Gemara asks, "Pemay askinam?" Now what's the case? If we're talking about a male goat that is with a female deer, the old one, she gives birth. So then Bein L'Rabbanan, whether it's the Rabbanan who think that we do worry about father, Bein L'Reb Elezer, or according to Elezer, that we don't care about father and animals at all, we only care about mother, Lishchot, you should shecht, V'lichsi, and cover the blood. So according to Elezer, it's just a wild animal, so it's just chay, right? The mother was a deer, so it's just a deer. So it's chayiv and kisi adam. And even according to the Rabbanan, so what? It's a deer plus a goat. So even the partial deer should be obligated in kisi adam. Tzvi v'afilu miktsas tzvi. So they should say that since it's somewhat of a deer, because its mother is a deer, it should have kisi adam. Ella, so the Gemara says, what's the case there with that koi? Is bitzvi abala tiyashavi yilada. That's a case of the deer is the male, and the female, the mother, is a goat. So here the Rabbanan. So again, according to the Rabbanan, who are, say they are choshesh v'zera, there is some father element that counts. So again, lishchot v'lichsi. You should be shechting, and you should be covering, because since the father was a deer, there is a little deer here. Partially deer, and even partially deer should have its blood covered. Either Reb Elezer, if you're going to Reb Elezer, who doesn't care about father at all. So again, lishchot, you should also be able to shecht. Lo lichsi, because it's just domesticated, you don't need a cover. So Gemara says, lo'olam, really the case of that Mishnah is bitzvi abala tiyasha. It's when the father, you're right, is a deer, and the mother is a goat. Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan say, Choshen l'zera'av, it doesn't mean that we're sure that there's zera'av. Sfuki misafkalui, Choshen l'zera'av, ain choshen. They have a safek, should they worry about father or not worry about father? So it's a safek. Maybe there is some element of wild animal here, because maybe we worry about father, and then it would need kisi adam, and you'd be able to do kisi adam. But maybe we don't worry about father at all. And if we don't worry about father at all, then it doesn't need kisi adam. And you're not allowed to do kisi adam. You're just moving muktzah for no reason. That's what they say. You're stuck and you can't get involved on Yom Tov. So the Gemara now says, so now, if we've resolved that according to the Rabbanan, it's a suffix whether we are concerned with father or not, then the Reb Elezer, then apparently according to Reb Elezer, who argues, pshitalu. So he is not in any state of suffix. He is sure that the father doesn't count at all. So now what about the following? What about the following Braisa? Braisa says, Hazra l'chayayim v'akeva, the fact that you're supposed to give certain pieces of an animal, a domesticated animal, when you slaughter a cow or a sheep, you're supposed to give the arm, the cheeks, the stomach to the Kohen, He's the Matnos Kahuna. That applies, Nogim B'Koi U'V'Kil'ayim. Says the price that applies to a koi, to a mix of a domesticated animal and a wild animal, and it applies to Kil'ayim, to crossbreeds. Rebbe Lezer says, Kil'ayim Abamina Ezmina Rachel. If the two parents, the father and the mother, are both domesticated animals, a goat and a sheep, then you have Chayiv Matanos. Then there's an obligation of giving these gifts to the Kohen. But when we're talking about a crossbreed of a domesticated animal with a wild animal, it's exempt from giving any of the gifts to the Kohen. Now, but my asking, what's the case of this koi? Elim b'taya shabala tzviya v'yolda. If we're talking about where the father is the domesticated, he's the goat, and the mother is the deer, and it gives birth. Dishmal Rebbe Elazar de Potter. Okay, Rebbe Elazar works. Because he holds there's no issue of father here. There's no father. So since there's no father, the mother was a deer. So it's just a wild deer. So because you only follow the mother. So therefore, there's no issue of some element of domesticated. There is no element of domesticated here because we're just following the mother. So therefore, there's no obligation of matanos, because the obligation of matanos is for the domesticated animals. El Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, who said that you do need to give Zerua L'chayim V'keva, not only from the kilayim of sheep with goat, but even from koi, even from sheep with deer. One second. Nehida Kasari Seva Filo Mikta Seh. Even if they were to hold that when the law is that out of sheep you're supposed to give gifts, it doesn't mean full sheep. Even something which is partially sheep, you have to give a gift. Okay, but still, pal galo yoyevle. So one second, half he shouldn't have to give, because this half of the gifts he doesn't have to give, because this koi, his mother was a deer. So at least half of him is a wild animal. So that's not obligated in matanos. And Edoch Pag, even in terms of the other half, of according to the Rabban, it's only a suffix of Choshen Lezera Av. So Lemelei, so they should be, the owner of this koi should be able to say to the Kohanim, you can't prove that I'm obligated to give you a gift, because I see Raya, the Choshen Lezera Av. Bring a proof that here there is some father aspect. And then Ushkol, then take, because I'm Otsu Mechaber, all of Arai, you're trying to take money from me. You have to prove that you're right. Ella, so what do you have to say? What's that Brisa talking about? Bitzviya balat yasha. We're talking about where the wild animal is the father, the deer, and the deer inseminates the goat. The mother's the goat. V'yolda, and it gives birth. So now, Bishmal Rabbanan. So now the Rabbanan say it's chayiv. My chayiv, b'chatzi matanos. Okay, can say that the Rabbanan say, maybe there's father, but maybe there's no father. If there's no father and it's only mother, then it's all goat. It would be obligated to all matanos. Since maybe it's father, it's maybe half father, half also deer. Therefore, on the other half of the matanos, you can't force him to give it, because he can say, prove that it's all mother. Maybe there's father. Okay. But El Rebbe Elazar, but according to Rebbe Elazar, why is he saying that it's pater from the matanos? Lichayev b'kulu matanos. Because if Rebbe Elazar only follows mother, and he's sure that father is nothing, so then this is a situation of a child of a goat. It's all domesticated. There should be all the matanos kahuna. Lo'olam, so really I'll tell you. Let's go back. It's via Baal Atiyasha. We're really talking about a male deer inseminating a female goat. The old one, it gave birth. So why does Rebbe Elazar say that there's no matanos? What it means is, Rebbe Elazar nami sfuke nesafkale ichoshen lezera av ilo. Rebbe Elazar has a suffix. Are we concerned with the father or not? So since there's a possibility that we're concerned with the father, therefore, maybe it is a child of a tzvi, and if it's a child of a tzvi, not just a child of a goat, there wouldn't be an obligation of matanos. Since you're talking about monetary, the kohen can't force the person to give to him. 1 second, so the Gemara says, but the rabbis They have a suffix whether we care about father in animals. Well, Rabbi Elazar misafdalin. And now Rabbi Elazar, you're saying, also has a suffix about whether we care about father in animals. So b'may pligi. So what's the argument between them? So Marcel, I'll tell you what the argument is. If you have a scenario where it's only partially a sheep, is that included when the Torah talks about sheep? Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan hold like this. Seva filo mitzaseh, at the very least, half of the matnas kahuna certainly have to be given to the Kohen, because maybe father counts two, right? Maybe he doesn't count at all, but maybe he counts two. So if he also counts, he's only producing half. The mother, which is the goat, produces half. And even a animal, which is only a half sheep, also is included in the word sheep, and therefore it has to give parts of it have to go to the Kohen. However, Belazar Sav, Belazar holds, Seh, the lo miktsaseh. Whenever the Torah says a sheep, it means an entire sheep, and not partially a sheep. So that's why he says, if there's the possibility of Zerah Ha'av, so then if we do count Zerah Ha'av, then this child is half deer and half goat. And if it's half deer and half goat, it's only half goat. So half goat doesn't have to give any of the matanos at all. And Hashem said, you give from the sheep and you give from the goats. He means you give from a whole sheep. You give from a whole goat. But if something's a partial sheep and a partial goat, you don't give anything. I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, Hilkach, therefore, Le'inyin, Kisui Adam, in regards to covering the blood of this koi that's slaughtered on Yom Tov, Umatanos, and in regards to the concept of giving Zorah L'chayam V'keva, Lo Mishkachas, you can't explain it, Ela B'tzvi Habalat Yasha, only in a case of where the male is the deer and the female is the goat. Tamein l'Rabbanan, uvein l'Belazer, and both according to the Rabbanan and according to Belazer, b'safkaluhu, they are not sure, ichoshin l'zera av, if the father counts, and it's therefore 50% deer, 50% goat, ilo, or maybe we don't even count the father at all, and it's considered 100% goat, v'kamiflugi, what's the argument? B'seh, so they both agree that it's a suffix about whether this is 50-50 or whether this is 100%. So why are they arguing? Because they're arguing in Seb afilu miktsaseh. They're arguing about Seb even to miktsaseh. According to the Rabbanan, regardless, you have to give gifts, because if father did count, so it's a partial sheep also has to give gifts. If father doesn't count, it's a full sheep. You certainly have to give gifts. And according to Belazar, though, you don't give the gifts, because if the possibility that father counts is true, then it's only a partial sheep, and of a partial sheep, there is no mitzvah of giving gifts. All right, that's in terms of gifts. Le'inyan oso v'espino, in regards to oso v'espino, where we saw that there was also an argument in the Chacham and Rebbe Elazar whether the prohibition of oso v'espino, which we know only applies to domesticated animals, whether it would apply to a koi. Mishkachas law, that argument would be bein b'taya shabal atzvia, both when the father is the goat and the mother is the deer, uvein b'tzvia bal atayasha, and also when the father is the deer and the mother is the goat, b'taya shabal atzvia, if the father is the goat and the mother is the deer, and it gives birth to a daughter, and that daughter gives birth to a son, Ul-Isura, in regards to whether or not there's a prohibition of slaughtering that daughter and the son. The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan are going to hold, Dilma Choshishim L'Zera Ha'av. Here, there's a possibility that the father counts. So if father counts, then it would be 50% deer and 50% goat. If father doesn't count, then it's all deer, because the case is the mother is a deer. So if it's all deer, there's no problem of osav espino. The Torah says, v'sharo chesev, a sheep or a cow, osav espino. That's domesticated animals. It doesn't apply to deer. So the Rabbanan is saying like this, since there's the possibility that there's father, therefore, if there would be father, it would be only a partial goat, because half of it is certainly deer, the mother is deer. So what? Even if it's partial, seva miksa samrina, since even a partial sheep is included whenever the Torah talks about sheep, so therefore, it's partially a goat, this daughter, so therefore its son is also from it, and therefore there'd be a law of osav esbino. You couldn't shech them on the same day. However, Belezer will tell you like this, nehi nami dechoshin lezera'at. Even if you're right, there's a possibility that father counts. There's a possibility that father doesn't count. If father doesn't count, then of course, it's a child of a deer. There's no osav esbino. But even on the possibility that father does count, so then it's only 50% goat, but 50% goat also you wouldn't have osav esbino. Seva filo mixaselo amrinan. But a partial sheep, it's not included whenever the Torah talks about sheep, so there would be no law of osav esbino here in a partial sheep. Now, bitzviya balatiyasha, if the case is that the father is deer and the mother is goat, and out of the father deer and mother goat, there is a daughter, and then that daughter gives birth to a son. So now, there would be an argument between them in regards to Malkos. Not just a prohibition, but even in terms of getting lashes. Rabbanan Savir, because again, they're both a misupak, they're both unsure whether father counts. Rabbanan Savir, Rabbanan will tell you, even if father does count, so then it's only half deer and half goat. So since it's certainly half goat, seva filu mikza samrina, whenever the Torah says sheep, it means also partial sheep. Whenever it says goat, it means also partial goat. So therefore, this is certainly half goat, because the mother was a goat. Mother certainly counts. So it's certainly at least a half goat. If it's a half goat, then there's a law of osav esbino. And therefore, if someone were to slaughter this daughter and the grandson, Malkino, they would give Malkus. However, Belezer holds, no, Isura Ika. There could be a prohibition, and we could tell the person, you're not allowed to slaughter this daughter, but Malkus Leka, but you couldn't give lashes. Isura Ika, there'd be a prohibition, because listen, Dilma Ein Choshen Lezera'av, because maybe father doesn't count, because Belezer has a suffix. If father doesn't count, since here in this case mother was a goat, it's a domesticated animal. A domesticated animal certainly has, also Vespino. Then it's a full sheep, it's a full goat. But Malkus Leka, but you couldn't actually give lashes, because Dilma Choshen Lezera'av, because maybe we are concerned with father. And if we are concerned with father, it's only 50% sheep, it's 50% deer. And then Seva Filu Mixasela Arena, if it's only 50% the sheep, we don't say that whenever the Torah talks about sheep, it includes even 50% sheep, it only includes 100% sheep. So since it doesn't include a 50% sheep, and this might be a 50% sheep, maybe this here doesn't have the prohibition. So based on a suffix, you couldn't give Malkos. Okay.
Have a question.
Please. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyah B'dvaro.
Amen. Amen. You know, first of all, in Beit HaMikdash, they never covered the blood when they did the shech.
Right, because they weren't shechting wild animals.
Okay, so
they were shechting domesticated animals.
Domesticated, right, correct. So they even domesticated when you do outside.
No,
you have to cover,
but birds,
the
they did cover the blood of birds.
But they didn't do the
they didn't do shechita. They didn't leak on the birds.
No, it's become a plague in Beit HaMikdash.
Why wouldn't it?
I think there's an exemption.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Thank you.
Okay, this is number one. Number two, we have a rule, a law that it says when the mother is Jewish, the kid is Jewish, right?
Yeah. Right? Doesn't apply to animals. That's our whole discussion.
With
animals, we don't say that, but that's the point here. With animals, it might be different. No, I don't believe so. I'm not quite sure why we don't do matnas kahuna today.
Mother goat?
Not also
baby goat.
Yeah, because we do.
In Chutz La'aretz, the minhag was never to do it. A lot for many years. In Israel, I don't know why they didn't do it.
They don't tumat noskun, as far as I know.
200 years ago, they used to do it.
Is it because they think that we're not sure that anybody's really a Kohen, so it's Hamotzi Mechaber Alavarai? I know that's what the Chazon Ish said about Maaser Rishon.
Yeah,
they asked the Chazon Ish about giving the 10% to the Levium. He said, if you start, everybody's going to be a Levi.
That was my next question. What is that? What is
Shuma,
that?
But you only give one. Only give one seed.
That's minor amount.
Ricky, nothing for you.
Maaser Rishon, you can't be Mechalel, only Maaser Sheni.
The problem with Matnot Kuna is this argument. I read this argument. A lot of rabbis are trying to explain it. So one says it's because we can't prove that the guy is a Kohen. You can't.
Right.
Prove. On the other hand, you give him, you do pidyon haben.
Right.
And you call him to the Birkat Kohanim, and he says the bracha d'oraita.
Right.
You assume everything is good. So either is there a Kohanim or not Kohanim. You can't have it both ways.
Right.
What they used to do in some places, they used to actually make the Kohen a partner, in part of the animals in the.
Oh yes.
Or they used to make a Goya partner,
right,
part of the animals, and then he's exempt. But still, the Chatam Sofer used to do a Shechita once a year, and he took the Chayam
and
I think it was to his brother-in-law.
Beautiful.
Even though it was outside of Israel, because he was a Kohen.
Yeah,
the Rosh Hashanah writes, I'm a Levi, I can't do it. I would love to do it. In other words, they were trying. The Chidah says you have to do it.
Right, very interesting.
But I don't know why they don't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe they have 50 different types of Kashrut in Israel, nobody writes.
Right? No, it's a true point. I don't know.
I assume that slaughterhouses have a mechanism to track what sort of has been on, even today.
I would hope so. All right, so we're talking about this, talking about strange creatures. One of them we're talking about a lot here is the koi. The koi is the child of a goat together with a deer. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, koi bria bifnei atmi. The truth is, the koi is not what you said. You've been saying till now that the koi is a goat, the child of a goat and a deer. No, it's some other creature. It's just new creature. It has characteristics of deer, characteristics of goat. It's just a new creature. The rabbis just weren't sure whether this creature is domesticated or it's wild. In other words, is there a law of kisi adam because it's wild? And is the fat permitted? Is the fat permitted? Because in a wild animal, the fat is permitted. There's no chelev. Rav Nachman said, "Koi ze ayala bar." This koi is actually the wild ram. The wild ram, the ram of the forests. Ketanoi, the truth is these arguments amongst these Amoraim, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, is really an argument amongst Tanoim. Koi ze ayala bar. The Braisa says, a koi, the Tanakama. Koi is the wild ram. Yesh Omen, others say, what we were saying in the other sugya, it's a creature that's born of a goat mixing together with a deer. And Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, koi is bria bifnei atzmihi. It's like what Yehuda says, it's some new creature. But the sages couldn't figure out imin chaya, imin behema, if it's domesticated or if this creature is wild. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, min behema hi. It actually is a domesticated animal, the koi. The Shelbeis Doshoi, and this family Doshoi, from the household of Doshoi, and Megadlam Hen Adarim Adarim, they used to grow flocks of them. It's basically a type of a sheep, according to him. All right, so now some more issues about these creatures. Amar Reb Zera said, Amar Reb Safra, in the name of Reb Safra, Amar Reb Amnuna, in the name of Reb Amnuna, Hani Izei Dabala, these goats of the Lebanon that grow in forests. Sheiros legabi mizbeach. They're sheep, they're goats, so therefore they're domestic animals. You can use them for the karbanos. You can use them for karbanos. They're not deer. You can use them for karbanos. So have a look, Yadam Reb Yitzchak. So he holds like what Reb Yitzchak says. The Torah says, Eser behemos manakos. So the Torah lists in Parshas Re'eh 10 type of domesticated animals. Sure, seich savim, the sei izim, ayal, utzvi, v'yatmur, v'akovid, yishon, usover, zamer. So the first three, sure, seich savim, and sei izim, are domesticated animals. The sulo, and there are no other kosher animals other than these ten. Vahani, and so these goats of the Lebanon, midlo kachashavu ba'adichayos, they're not mentioned in the pasuk as one of the wild animals. Shema minat de'eznenu. So that tells you they're included in when it said izim, say izim. It's referring to these. It's referring to the goats. These are types of goats. Ask for Ravacha bar Yaakov. So Ravacha bar Yaakov said, if you don't know what these wild goats of Lebanon are, how do you know that it's included when the Torah calls it a goat? Ve'ma ayalu tzvi. Why don't you say like this? When the Torah says, ayal and tzvi, the ram and the deer can be eaten. And then it says, v'chol behema mafrasas pars. Why don't you say, ayal and tzvi is a prat? That's just a detail. Then when it says, kol behema, and any animal split hooves and chewing its cud, you can eat. That's a klal, that's an inclusionary rule. And say like this, it's a pratu klal. You have details and you have a rule. Nasa klal, mosafal a prat. So what you have is the details and then a lot was included. And ikatuva. And maybe there are lots of kosher creatures. So Gemara says, im kain, if that would be the case, kalani prati lamli. Why were there 10 things mentioned? Just mention one or two and then have a klal. So the fact that so many things are mentioned, not many things are kosher. Maska Ravacha Breid Ravika. So Ravacha Breid Ravika said, still. This is the question that I thought was earlier. Ravacha Breid Ravika said, still. You don't know what these mountain goats are. Why do you call them goats? Tilmamina Zaklaninu. Maybe they are what's called Akko, because we don't know what Akko is. Amar Le Ravacha Breid Ravila Ravashi. So Ravacha, the son of Rav, said to Ravashi. Ravamila, others say it was Ravacha Breid Ravavila Ravashi. Ravacha, the son of Ravavaya, said to Ravashi. Maybe it's to'o, maybe it's zamer, maybe some of these other things that are mentioned there, those 10 animals, and those are wild animals. I, in fact, think it's one of those wild animals. And therefore, Amemar, Shari, Tarbayu, Amemar used to permit their fat, because the fat of wild animals is not prohibited, it's not. Kelev. Ba'amine, Abba, Bred, Rav, Minyamin, Barchia, Merav, Huna, Barchia. Abba, the son of Rav Binyamin Barchia, asked Rav Huna Barchia, Hanizi Dubala, these wild mountain goats of the Lebanon, of the forest, Ma'ala Gabim Mizbeach, are they domesticated animals, and you can use them as korbanos because they're goats, and therefore their fat is prohibited, or maybe they're wild animals. Amalesi said back to him, Akan Lepligi Rabban Rav Yossi Lebashar Abor. There is an argument between Rabbanan and Rav Yossi about the wild goat, the wild ox, whether it's domesticated or wild. It's not as good to the Mishnah Shorabor, the wild ox, which is To'o, I see here in what the Torah talks about. So there's an argument. Shorabor, min behemahu, according to the Chacham, it's domesticated. Rabbi Yossi Omri, min chayu, it's wild. You can't use it on the Mizbeach. The Rabbanan Sarvi, the Rabbanan holds that the Midim and Targumin in Torah Bala, since the translation in Unklus of the word To'o is Torah Bala, that means the wild ox of the Lebanon forests, Mina de Behemahus. And that's telling you that it is some type of a domesticated animal. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, since it's within Tor, To'o, Mida Kachash Lubahade Chayos, in the Pasuk it's listed together with the wild animals, Ayal Tzvi, Yachmur Vako Vidishonu To'o. So Mina de Chayu, that means it's a wild animal. Avalhani, but that was an argument about the wild cow. Avalhani, but the wild goats of the Lebanon. Tifrei Hakol, everybody agrees. Mina de Ezneinu, it's a type of goat, and therefore it can be used in the Mizbeach, and its fat is prohibited. Maskevler Ravacha Brei de Rav Ika, Ravacha, the son of Rav Ika, challenged this. Vildilma Mina de Akoninu, again, maybe it is a wild animal. It's within the Torah's category of Akko. Amle Ravina de Ravashi, Vildilma Mina de To'o, Mina de Zamarninu. The other questions that we asked before, maybe it's the To'o, maybe it's the Zamar. And Amale Rav Nachman the Rav Ashi. In fact, Amemar thought it was a wild animal. And Amemar, therefore, Shari Tarbayu. Amemar allowed its fat.
Do we know if there are specific features of a wild animal versus a domestic animal? Or, like, is there any way to, are there some animal of some sort? Or?
I don't think so. I haven't seen yet.
Or is it subjective to where it lives? Maybe it lives in the wild versus people raise them?
Go wave a red handkerchief.
I'm trying to say we use these terms, hey, Machaya, so meaning
the Torah apparently makes a distinction between
right,
them.
So there should be some categories.
But apparently it's not just about where it lives, because we're saying here the wild goats
right.
Or the wild cows could be a domesticated animal.
So they had no Masorah as to...
They clearly didn't have a Masorah about what was... or maybe you see you can have an argument about Masorah.
Yeah, but the right. Wild animals not necessarily they're kosher.
Well, if it certainly would have to have, you know, chew its cud and have split hooves.
these
deer are kosher though.
But all kosher animals are domesticated. Am I correct?
No.
Not necessarily.
No, we had another seven that weren't kosher. It's me. Akko.
Oh. What a buffalo.
We don't know what game I
What a buffalo. Right. You gotta just
that's very aggressive.
Okay, so now the Mishnah listed a whole bunch of cases of oso vespino, with karbanos, with chulin. Let's say the mother's a karban, or the mother is chulin, and the child's a karban, slaughtered inside, slaughtered outside. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Oshia, Rav Oshaya said, Kula masnis, and this entire Mishnah, the local Rabbi Shimon, doesn't work with Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that a shchita, which doesn't permit, is not considered a shechita. If the shechita didn't work to make something permitted, it's not considered a shechita, it's considered that you shot it. That's not called shachut.
What does that mean, Rabbi? I don't understand.
Let's say the guy, when he's shechting, I don't know, he has some intention for Avodah Zarah. So I'm shechting for Avodah Zarah. So this shechita now is not going to permit the animal to be eaten because it was Avodah Zarah service. So then he would say, you could kill the son right afterwards, because the mother wasn't shechted. The Torah says, "Oso vespino lo tishchatu b'yom echad." It doesn't say that a mother and child can't die on the same day. The mother here was not shechted. The mother was shot. The mother was killed. Mm. That's the view of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon knows that a shechita is only a shechita if it's a shechita materes. A shechita that permits is a shechita. A shechita that doesn't permit is not called shechita. It's called hariga. So this Mishnah, Amar Rav Oshaya, Kulam Asnis, this Mishnah is a low Rabbi Shimon. It's not like Rabbi Shimon. Mimai. So which aspect of the Mishnah tells you not like Rabbi Shimon? Midakatani, because it says in the Mishnah, let's say the mother and the child are both kachin. They're both karbanos. And he slaughters the mother first, and then he slaughters the child, but he does it both bachutz, outside of the azara. Says the Mishnah, Rishon chayev karis, for the mother, he would be chayev karis for the sin of shchutei chutz. For the child, he's not chayev karis, because once he shechted the mother, the child was not something that could have been brought today. If it couldn't have been brought today, there was no prohibition of shchutei chutz. But ushneim psulim, both of them are disqualified. They can't be eaten because it's a carbon shechted outside, so it's not a good shechita. But ushneim sofkin asar bayim. But for both, there is lashes. There's lashes for Shchutei chutz, and there's lashes for osov espino. So in second, mechti shamin alei Rabbi Shimon to amar shchita sheinu ruuya lo shma shchita. Rabbi Shimon holds generally that a shchita that doesn't permit in eating is not called shchita. It's just called ritzicha. It's just called killing. It's just called hariga. So therefore, now turning to Amud Beis, Kama, the first one, the mother, Miktil Kate, the first one was a karban, a mother shechted outside the Azara. A karban shechted outside the Azara, we said in the Mishnah, is psula, it's not a kosher shechita. So this is not a shechita that made it permitted to be eaten. So if it's not something which made it permitted to be eaten, it's not shechita, what is it called? It's just called hariga, just called killing. So if the first one was just killed, that means that the child you could slaughter. Because you know, slaughter two on one day, but you could kill one and then slaughter the second. So Hasheni, if the second one could have been slaughtered that day, miskal b'fnemu. So then it's something which could have been done inside, and therefore karis nami l'chayev. If it could have been done inside, it was not mechus shesman. It wasn't missing its time. It could have been brought today. So then by slaughtering it outside, you should have to be chayev karis. So that's clearly not like Reb Shimon. Another aspect of the Mishnah that's also not like Reb Shimon. The Mishnah goes on to say, if both animals are chulin, both animals are not karbanos, the mother and the child. And what happened? Bifnim, he slaughtered both of them, the mother first and then the child in the Azara. So shneim psulim, both of those shchitos are not kosher, they're not going to make the animal permitted to be eaten because it's chulin ba'azara. But only for sheni, so kefigasar b'im, for slaughtering the second, the child, he gets malchus. For osov espino. So again, it's against Reb Shimon, because Mechti, let's take a look. Shamin le Reb Shimon, we have know that Reb Shimon's of the opinion. Tamar shchita shein ruuya lo shma shchita. A slaughtering that doesn't make it permitted is not called slaughtering. So therefore, kama, the first one, which is a chulin animal, chulin mother being slaughtered in the Azara, miktil katle is again not slaughtering, it's just killing. So if it's just killing, so then I'm Shani, so if it's slaughtering the second, am I? Why? So if it's Sarban, why is he getting Malkos? He shouldn't be getting Malkos. He was allowed to slaughter the second from Osov Espino point of view, because it wasn't Losish Chatzu Osov Espino, it was Sheharagnu Oto. If Haragnu Oto, Mutar Lishchot Espino, you're allowed to slaughter the child. Now another aspect of the Mishnah is against Reb Shimon. The Mishnah goes further. Let's say if the two, the mother and the child, are both kachin, they're both karbanos, and they're both slaughtered bifnim. They're both slaughtered in the Azar. Harishon kasher. So the first one, the mother, is kasher. It's a karban slaughtered in the Azar. Upater. There's no problem at all. There's no punishment. Hasheni, but for the second, so if a gazar bam, you'd get malkos, you'd get lashes for violating Osov Espino. And in addition, Pasul, it wasn't a kosher shechita, because since the mother was slaughtered, then that's already not the time anymore to slaughter the child today. So you can't slaughter it today. It was Mechus Shizman. You're slaughtering at the wrong time. So 1 second, Mechti. But let's take a look again. Shabbini, later, Reb Shimon, we know the Reb Shimon holds, Damar Shechita Shein Ru'uya Lo Shema Shechita. A shechita that doesn't make something permitted to be eaten is not called shechita. Shechita's kachim nami. Shechita Shein Ru'uya. And therefore, when you have shchitas kodshim, also sometimes it may not be a shchita. To kam de lozark, because as long as you haven't thrown the blood, kam de lozark dam, if you haven't thrown the blood, lo mishtari basar. This shchita didn't permit the meat. So therefore, sheni amai sovigasar baimu pasul. So why, when you slaughtered the mother first, which was a kosher shchitas kodshim, we then say you can't slaughter the child, the mother's slaughter was not slaughter, because you haven't yet thrown the blood. So it wasn't slaughter, it wasn't a shechita materis. So then you could slaughter the child. Ella, so you see the fact that you're not allowed to slaughter the child. Shmami, now you see that this Mishnah is the low Rabbi Shimon. It's not following the view of Rabbi Shimon. The shechita shein ru'uya is not called shechita. So the Gemara says, pshita. Okay, you have three proofs. So obvious, the hach isa. Okay, that's what's going on. This is not following Rabbi Shimon. So what do I need Rav Oshaya for? Right? What's Rav Oshaya teaching us? Okay, Rabbi Shimon thinks one thing, Chacham thinks something else. This Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Shimon. That's pretty clear. So the Gemara says, and I'll tell you why we need Rabbi Shaya. Shechitas kachim et strichalei. For this last thing that he said about shechitas kachim, Sakadaitach, I mean, I would have thought to say, shechitas kachim, slachting a karban, is shechita ru'uyahi. That is a good shechita, and that's called shechita. Toi nachar, v'zarak dam lo mishtari baser. Because I would say, listen, if he, you know, bludgeons the animal to death or slashes the animal to death and takes the blood and throws it, that's not going to make it kosher to be eaten. Whereas the shechita, together with shechitas adam, doesn't make it kosher to be eaten. Therefore, v'kim shachat mishtari baser. It's with the shechita, eventually the meat does become permitted. So therefore, shechita ru'uyi, that should be considered a good shechita. So that's why Kamash Malan, that's why I need Rabbi Oshaya to teach me that that's also not called a shechita, according to Rabbi Shimon. But the fact that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, that's pretty clear, and there are a lot of sources to that. Okay, the Mishnah says that if they shecht the mother and the child, both of them karbanos, inside the Azara, the child, you would get Malkus for Osova Espino. So the Gemara asks, for Lil Kinami, there should be a second set of Malkos. Mishum lav de mechusar zman. That since mother was slaughtered this day, you're not allowed to slaughter the child this day. So you bring a karban before it's time when it can become allowed to be brought. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, in Toras Kohanim, the Pasuk says, Averes o Shavur o Charutz o Yabelos o Garav o Yalefes. And then it goes on. These various karbanos with these mumim, with these blemishes, cannot be brought as a karban. How do we know that any time there is a disqualified ox or sheep, whether it's based on a mum, or let's say it's not old enough, it's only 3 days old, it's not the eighth day, it's mechusar zman, it's not the right time to bring it. Shuba lo yeiratzeh, that there's a general lav, lo yeiratzeh, things that are not desired. Tamalom, that's where it says, v'shor, v'seh, sarua, v'kalut. It's extra, the word shor and seh. Limit al kalapsulim. It's teaching you about all the disqualifications, shebesor, v'shebeseh, shuba lo yeiratzeh, that they are included in lo yeiratzeh. So therefore, there should be another lav here, the lav of Lo Yeratzeh, besides the lav of Osov Espino. So my answer is, you're right. Ki kachashiv, when the Mishnah listed the prohibitions, Lavi the Oso Vespino. It's focusing on Oso Vespino. Lavi Nuchroi Loko Chashiv. It's not focusing on other prohibitions. The truth is there is another prohibition here of Lo Yeiratzev, Mechusar Zman. But it's not listing other prohibitions. Umar says, is that true? Velo, it's not talking about other prohibitions. It talks about Shchutei Chutz. It talks about the fact that the carbon, if it was slaughtered outside, there's going to be the issues of the prohibitions of Shchutei Chutz. V'kachashiv, that was listed to Katani, as it said. Kachim b'chutz, both of them are kachim, and they're slaughtered outside. Harishon chayiv kares, shneim sofkin es arbaim, both of them get malkas. The first one, why is he getting malchus? Lav mishum, lav the shkutei chutz. It must be because of shkutei chutz. The Gemara says you're right. Kolecha the lek lav dosav espino, chashav lav inuchroi. If we don't have the prohibition of osav espino, it lists other prohibitions. But kolecha the ika lav dosav espino, lo chashav lav inuchroi. But when we have the prohibition of osav espino, it doesn't mention any other prohibition.